into Mailbox Radio Prague's weekly slot for your views, questions and comments. And let's begin with this question from our regular listener Alex Torbeni from Bali, who's a keen stamp collector.
Has the Czech Postal Bureau ever published a joint issue stamp with another country? I've never seen a joint issue stamp from the Czech Republic, so I assume that the Czech Postal Bureau never published that special stamp. I like stamp collecting, and I have some joint issue stamps from other countries.
There have been quite a few of them. The first one as early as 1993, the year the independent Czech Republic was established. In that year, the Czech Republic launched a joint stamp with its former federal partner Slovakia, featuring the Greek missionaries Cyril and Methodius. Another joint stamp with Slovakia was issued in 1996, featuring the painter Andre Nemes. A year later, there was a joint issue of as many as five countries, the Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary, Germany and the Vatican, the countries honoring the legacy of Saint Adalbert. In the same year, there was a joint stamp with Israel, featuring Jewish monuments in the Czech Republic. In 2004, there was a large joint issue when the Czech Republic joined the European Union along with nine other countries, following two other extensive issues in 2000 and 2001, titled Europe and Civilization, respectively. Other individual countries that have issued joint stamps with the Czech Republic include Croatia, France, Belgium, and most recently Luxembourg, with this year's stamp marking the 700th anniversary of the accession of the Luxembourgian dynasty to the Czech throne. Stephen Bell from Canada responds to a recent program by Chris Johnston titled The Czechoslovak Legions, Myth, Reality, Gold and Glory.
I learned something I didn't know but suspected in Czech history, that it has a military history that stretched out beyond the country's borders in the last 200 years. And to learn that the Czech forces served in Siberia for 3 years was an interesting fact for me. Quite the trek beyond the comforts of home indeed. Nice to see the call of duty back then was as strong as the feeling I get from reading other military articles on Radio Prague of today.
Howard Barnett from England has this question.
Please can you tell me what the position of the playwright Václav Havel is as regards government, or is he just a playwright now?
As Václav Havel's CV on his official website says, his occupation since 2003 has been that of a citizen. His last term of office expired on February the 2nd, 2003, and since then he has not held any political post. According to his website, Mr. Havel is involved in a number of human rights and charitable projects, for instance within the Visa 97 and Forum 2000 foundations. He also devotes some of his time to writing and most recently film directing. Grant Skinner, also from England, would like to know,
what do you do with the reception reports after you've read them? Do you keep them and file them, or do you shred them and recycle them? If you recycle them, how much do you think you recycle in a year?
I'm afraid I won't be able to give you precise figures, but I will at least try to illustrate the situation. Both in 2008 and 2009, the whole of Radio Prague received close to 21,000 letters and emails, most of which were emails. Most of those emails were just read on screen and never printed out. I don't have the figures for reception reports as such, but in case of the English section, it is usually a third of the overall amount. But letters and those emails that get printed out are recycled along with other paper used in Radio Prague. All documents containing personal data are always shredded before recycling. Thank you very much indeed for those questions and comments, and please keep them coming. Finally, let me repeat this month's quiz question for one last time. Regular listeners may remember that our mystery lady more than 2 years ago was Sofie Chotek, the wife of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, who along with her husband perished in the Sarajevo assassination in 1914. They were shot while sitting in a car. There was another person of Czech origin in the car, and he's our mystery man for this month. You have until Tuesday to send us his name to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. Next week on this program, we'll read some of your correct answers and we'll select the lucky winner. Until then, thanks for listening.
My thanks to Pavla Horáková, and Pavla will be back same time next week, as she said. If you'd like